Proclamation number 8431 of 6th of March, 1963. Power of the word secures return to God. With every word you hear from my mouth you receive a proof of grace of my infinite love, for you receive a flow of strength which helps your soul to constantly ascend even if your body does not feel it. But you will become ever more eager in your striving towards me, and you'll also certainly reach your goal, because strength from me can never remain ineffective. And since you voluntarily desire and receive it from me, this already signifies your past test of will, for you acknowledge me, your will of rejection, which caused your former fall, is broken and your return to me is guaranteed. Yet how rarely does a person on earth express the will of his own accord to serve me, that is, to make my will his own and to prove it to me through active cooperation in accordance with my instructions. Every person is encouraged by me to do so, for his thinking is always guided by the guardian and guiding spirits such that he can establish the right relationship with his God and Creator, so that he, as my living creation, as my child, can make contact with his Father mentally or through prayer and work of love. I also come close to the greatest sinner, and every human being will once deal with questions which concern himself and the purpose of his earthly life. However, how he will deal with this question is up to his free will. Yet it only rarely happens that a person completely submits himself to the power which called him into life, that he quietly communes with the power in thought and thereby gives me the right to take hold of him and influence him, which is only possible if he voluntarily takes the path to me, which is only ever a matter of his own heart and which he can never be induced to do by his fellow human beings. For even if his fellow human being tries to guide him onto the path to me, it is only his free will which lets him take the path. And this will is certainly influenced by the world of light, but it is not forced, otherwise the return to me would have been accomplished long ago but would not result in highly perfect beings. But if you humans knew that your devotion to me results in the greatest blessings for you, that you thereby cause me to speak to you like a father speaks to his children, and that you can receive an abundance of strength through such an address, you would truly make use of this heartfelt bond and let yourselves be bestowed by me. Yet this knowledge cannot be proven to you either, because otherwise it would force your will, and thus you must take the path entirely of your own accord. You must allow yourselves to be guided by my spiritual spark within you, which will truly push you towards me if only you don't resist it. If only you always follow what your innermost voice tells you, if you perform unselfish deeds of love which always signify a bond with me, because I myself am love. And thus it is first necessary that you live in my eternal order, that you live a life of love. Then I can also address you, then my eternal Father Spirit can give you light through the spiritual spark in you, which is there for my share, and make your soul exceedingly happy, because with the light it will also be filled with strength and it can and will safely cover the path to the home. For I will eternally no longer let such a soul go from me once it has given itself to me, so that an influx of my divine strength of love in the form of my word could take place. And I not only endow this soul with strength, but also all who now indirectly receive my word, to whom it is passed on by the person who willingly performs vineyard work for me. For my word is blessed with my strength, and anyone who now lets it take effect in him and becomes active according to my word will also cover the ascent and reach the goal with certainty. For since you humans are in weakness and darkness, I must lead you out and provide you with strength for your earthly path of life. And truly, I bless everyone who makes it possible for my word to be conveyed to earth, who offers himself to me of his own free will to work for me and my kingdom, who opens himself in desire for the one truth in order to let this truth shine into himself, for only truth can serve the soul and bring about its return path to me, for only through truth is it also certain of my presence, and with me it will always succeed in its ascent. And as soon as I can guide the truth to earth, you will also receive a proof of grace of my infinite love, which uses every opportunity to regain what was once lost and which is always ready to radiate strength and light, so that people will also find and see the path they should take, which leads upwards, back into their Father's house. And everyone will also receive the strength to ascend, to whom I will give the pure truth, my word from eternity. Consent to them. Amen.